Everyone keeps tweeting about trillion-dollar AI chips and robot CEOs. Meanwhile, the real story is dumber and sharper. The United States is trying to turn NVIDIA into a foreign policy tool. And China is allegedly buying those same chips out of the trunk of a car. Hey friend, it is Monday, December 15th, 2025. The theme today is simple to say and hard to build around. You cannot separate AI strategy from chip geopolitics anymore. Let me start with NVIDIA. The US Senate is pushing a 30-month ban on export licenses for NVIDIA's H200 chips to China. On paper, this looks like classic national security. Control advanced compute, slow down your rival. For NVIDIA, this is both a gift and a headache. Bull case first. Demand will not vanish, it will reroute. Clouds, hyperscalers, and sovereign funds outside China still need more compute than the grid can handle. They will overbuy whatever NVIDIA can ship, especially the next Blackwell line. If you're long NVIDIA, the bet is that restricted China demand just pulls the rest of the world forward by a few years. The bear case is more annoying. A 30-month ban is long enough for China to push hard on domestic accelerators and alternative stacks. Once a country builds its own chip and software ecosystem out of necessity, that demand rarely comes back. For you, as a founder or investor, the practical move is boring and important. Treat NVIDIA exposure like FX risk. If your roadmap assumes a specific NVIDIA part from a specific region at a specific price over the next 3 years, that is no longer a product plan. That is fan fiction. Right, let me zoom out to the trillion number everyone is screenshotting. Creative Strategy says AI semiconductor revenue grows from roughly $650 billion in 2024 to $1 trillion by 2028 or 2029. Ignore the fake precision. The direction is what matters. We are in a giga cycle for chips, where capex on compute becomes as non-optional as payroll. For big funds, that means semis and foundries stay a core trade, not a fad. For operators, it means two things today. First, every serious AI company is going to fight you for capacity. Second, consolidation will push more pricing power to the very top of the stack, both in chips and in the fabs. You either get closer to the metal, or you accept that your margins belong to someone in Taiwan, Arizona, or Texas. Time to pull out the signal, the noise, and the second-order effect. DeepSeek, in China, is reportedly using smuggled NVIDIA Blackwell chips to train its next model, dodging export controls. Signal first. Advanced AI chips are now treated like strategic weapons, so of course, a black market appears. Anyone who thinks you can fully police that at global scale is being cute. The noise is the moral outrage, the shocked tone that a frontier lab would pay a premium to get banned hardware. Of course they would. Compute is the new insider information. If you have it, your model roadmap moves. If you do not, you lag. The second order effect is the interesting part. As export controls tighten and smuggling grows, governments will push NVIDIA and others to bake compliance into the stack itself. Think more telemetry, more controls in firmware, and more pressure on your supplier contracts. If you're running a frontier training cluster, expect your legal and compliance overhead to drift toward bank territory. That is the cost of playing at the edge. Today's quote of the day is, "I have been allergic to AI for a long time." That is Peter Thiel in an interview with The Spectator. Which is funny because this is the most profitable allergy he has ever had. While chips become geopolitics, agents are quietly becoming co-workers. Artemis, an AI agent system for security, is now rivaling human penetration testers on live networks and finding 9 valid vulnerabilities. The real shift is that we move from AI writing phishing emails to AI directly poking holes in your production systems at human or better level. For founders in security and infra, your product has to assume attacker agents as the default, not the future. On the defensive side, that means running your own agents to continuously red team your stack, not once a year with a consultant. On the hiring side, junior pentesters have the same problem junior devs now have. the entry-level tasks are getting eaten. Alright, let me leave you with this. If compute markets, export policy, and AI agents are all tightening into one system, what is the single dependency in your company that you would hate to see politicized? I am Teng Yan. This is Chain of Thought. Have a tip or a story I should cover? Send it my way. Cheers, and I will see you tomorrow.